Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, October 5th, 2015.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
That's enough, everybody. Okay. Here we go. I'd like to call to order the meeting for the Village of Round Lake, a regular board meeting of October 5, 2015 at 7:01 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Down with you. Please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Doug. May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of September 21, 2015?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. The last meeting was with that far on the ball tonight. Any discussion, amendments, approvals?
Yes.
Then, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? There is no public. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which is items 5.1 through 5.9, as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $404,201.85. Approve payroll for the period ending September 20. 2015 in the amount of $141,689.36. Adopt a resolution for the purchase of a new F-250 pickup truck and plow assembly from Victor Ford and a corresponding utility body from R.A. Adams in the amount not to exceed $33,381. 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a snow removal service contract with Tovar Snow Professionals for Bright Meadows Subdivision. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a utility locating services contract with USIC Locating Services LLC. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution for the purchase of a 7.5-foot Western Pro Plus snowplow from R.A. Adams in the amount not to exceed $3,581.23. Item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving enrollment and purchase of the Northwestern Police Staff and Command training for Sergeant Robert Bell through Northeastern Multi-Regional Training to take place at the Crystal Lake Police Department from September 12, 2016 through January 20, 2017 for $3,700 and a reimbursement of meals for $600. Item 5.8, adopt an ordinance authorizing a street name change from Buckthorn Lane to Footpath Lane. And finally, item 5.9, accept the August Treasurer's Report as presented.
Okay.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Is there any discussion on any of the topics? If not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee
Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Boyd.
Yes.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone. 6.1 through 6.3 from the Clerk's Office. Madam Clerk.
The Round Lake High School is having their homecoming parade on Saturday, October 10th, and it's going to start at Hawthorne, go down Cedar Lake Road to Hart, and then go Hart to Sunset. It will start at 9 o'clock. And then they're also having homecoming extravaganza on October 8th at 7 p.m. And they said all alumni are invited. Trustee Newby, may I just want to let you know that. We also have the Greater Round Lake Fire Department open house October 17th, Station 1, from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. And Station 1 is at Nipperson and Sugar Lake Road. Looks like they have a lot of fun things going on. And then Trick or Treat Hours are going to be Saturday, October 31st from 1 to 5. Normally we have it on Sundays, but because Halloween is actually on Saturday this year, it will be on Saturday. Actually, the chief had sent out an email, I think it was January, to let me know. So it's been decided for quite some time.
Thank you, Madam Clerk.
You're welcome.
Finance Department, item 8.1, approves the reimbursement to Trustee Clearly in the amount of $175.52 for the September 2015 09 Municipal League Conference expenses.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. Any discussion?
And just for informational purposes for the record, that's one meal and my parking. I ate gas and everything else. I didn't not put in for nothing else. That's
mileage and all that jazz.
Parking is probably the majority of
that. That's it. Parking is the majority.
That's what they
had. Any other discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Foy?
Yep.
Trustee Fry?
Aye.
Trustee Kiley?
Yes.
Okay.
Trustee
Newby. Aye. Motion carries. Item 12.1, adopt an ordinance amending the zoning code to add a function hall to the special use category to the zoning classifications of C2 and C3.
So
moved. Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Is there any discussion? We don't need a roll call on that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Take a roll call.
Yeah.
Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Kiley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 14.1. The only comment that I have for this evening, the beautification committee has been out and started the fall decorations. I hope all of you noticed the appearance of Village Hall out front and the clock tower and the corn stalks with the orange ribbon going up around town. Be the same process as it was last year where the businesses are asked to pay for the corn stalks. It was very successful last year. Everybody enjoyed them a lot. And with that, the beautification committee also, I'm sure they'll be writing a letter, but they wanted me to tell Director Weedoff, to thank his group for the outstanding job that they did maintaining the flowers and the summer plantings. If you notice downstairs, there's a group of summer flowers that's still in the baskets that's augmenting the decorations that's out there. And those are from the hanging baskets at Village Hall here. Here it is October, and they're still in really great shape. So, again, Chief, thank Ted. He's was part of that for watering flowers here, and thumbs up to the staff for taking care of that. Made a big difference this year. And that's the only comment I have. Trustee's comment. Don, how about you start?
All right. Let's see. Homecoming is this Saturday for Halloween. The Top Pot Foods is moving for this for over to the Aquatic Center at Park District between 9 and 10:30. So that's a big change. We just got notification on today. So we have to do something quick. Top Pot Foods will be still held this Saturday at the Aquatic Center from 9 to 11.
Thank you, Deb.
Yes, and then the decorations do look wonderful. I didn't get a chance to go by the public works because there were in lower there yet, but downtown
I was told today to make sure that I tell Trustee Newby that there are corn stalks put up by the entrance sign that's been recently refurbished and repainted. The sign looks great, and there's corn stalks down there.
Beautiful. Great. Oh, thank you. For the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. Russ? bring it. Tenant?
Nope, not a thing.
Sue?
Wonderful job by the beautification committee. Thank you very much for doing such a good job.
I'm good to go.
Very good. If there's no additional business, I get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:11.